50,000 people in Wisconsin work for paper companies. The average salary is $49,000. Those are a few of the statistics included in the report. The president of the Wisconsin Paper Council is Pat Schillinger. He says Wisconsin is still the nation's largest papermaking state, but its mills and machines are old. In addition, Schillinger says other states are becoming more attractive because they issue pollution control permits more quickly.
Other states are beating us in issuing permits. When corporate decision makers are looking at where they're going to spend their limited dollars, one factor they take into account is how long that money is going to be tied up. And right now, their money is tied up too long in Wisconsin, and consequently, they're not investing here in part because of that. And what we would like to see is that process streamlined.
Schillinger says Georgia-Pacific recently built two brand new mills in Oregon and Louisiana. The company also shut down a machine at a Green Bay mill and moved the work to Alabama. But a paper industry critic says global competition is the real issue. Becky Caters heads up the Clean Water Action Council. Cater says it does take a long time for Wisconsin DNR workers to issue environmental permits. In part, that's because several hundred agency jobs were cut back in 1995. Cater says the industry supported those cuts.
So we've had a real drop in the number of staff people in the air and water programs, so that has slowed down the permitting process, and the industry should not be surprised about that. And if anything, that slowing down has prevented the DNR from writing modern rules into the permits. So they've actually benefited from the delays in issuing the permits.
The Paper Council won't just be lobbying lawmakers about changes in environmental permitting. Schillinger says the paper industry will also seek changes in their tax structures. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.